as well as nurture new motorsport brains. They were also open to investing the sort of resources Formula One requires, and accumulatively, this created a very attractive package that I was strongly drawn to. There just seemed like so many strong and promising business and motorsport elements coming together that it was hard not to be impressed. So with the contracts agreed, I travelled to Dietrich's Salzburg offices to sign the documents. I'd taken him a gift of a Theo Fanel replica of a Red Bull can that I had made in silver with no lid, as a pencil holder for his desk. That was an idea actually inspired by Bernie Eccleston, who had the very classy ritual of sending every race driver a silver telegram when they won their first Grand Prix. A stylish gesture that I duplicated here, hopefully to remind Dietrich of our meeting in the years to come. As you can probably imagine, Mateschitz is a very impressive individual. And sitting in his office that day, I could sense that this was not a project that was going to fail. During our conversation, I pointed out that as part of my lower salary race package, I'd been given badges on my suit and helmet that I was allowed to sell to sponsors to increase my income. Now, I had no intention of selling those spaces, so in that Salzburg meeting, I said to Dietrich, regarding these badges, I'm assuming you don't want me selling them to Bananas R Us or put some lurid airline logos on there. He said he didn't want that and immediately offered to buy back the spaces.